Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show and the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. John Tamney's here. He's editor of Real Clear Politics and director of at the Center of Economic Freedom and Freedom Works. He's the author of a new book called When Politicians Panic. It's all about the political response to the pandemic. You know, John, thanks again for hanging out with us. You want to give us a website?
Oh, sure. The website is realclearmarkets.com. There's freedomworks.org. There's all sorts of them. But it's great to be on. Thanks for letting me talk about When Politicians Panicked, which, again, we got to control this narrative. We've got to have our say in what happened. Otherwise, historians will say that a virus caused a global economic contraction.
Well, see, one of the things that I try to remind people about in all my columns and all my interviews, I remind people that we got hit with a 1-2 punch. We got hit by an organic virus that broke out, and then we got hit by a political response to that. And I remind people there's two different things. Whatever you're feeling, your personal physical safety is one thing, but your economic viability, that's from the political response. I've said that from day one.
Yep.
So I want to change subjects a little bit. I want to talk about something that happened recently that I want to get your thoughts on. The CEO of a company, a fairly 20-year company, the people are fairly young folks. The founders are not, they're probably senior millennials, if not Gen X. But they put out a memo, a pretty significant position paper, to their people and made it public that no longer is it going to be tolerated for you to have discussions while at work, while doing the business of the company, about politics, about your social positions, about any of this other stuff, any of this wokeness that's going on right now? You're not going to be able to do that and work here. You're going to have to focus on what the company's job is, and so one of the first things that happened is you can imagine what the Twitterverse did. I mean, the people pushed back, employees pushed back on this. And I was asked by a reporter what my thoughts are, and I said, sounds to me like the CEO finally got some courage and advocated for the company's relationship with customers. I think that is going to be how companies are going to define themselves going forward with regard to wokeness. What do you think?
I think some will. Let's never forget companies are people. It may be that some companies, as a way of acquiring talent, will say you can be as political as you want because maybe that will attract the workers they want. The main thing is corporations should recognize the old Michael Jordan line that, Republicans buy shoes too. And so it's possible that acting political, being all woke, is going to offend a lot of customers. And so you have to make an economic decision there. Is it worth it to potentially lose customers in order to be political? My view is no, but, Nike has been political. It doesn't seem to have hurt it. And so let's let companies decide what they want to do. Let millions of different companies try different things, and let's see what happens.
But one of the things that we're going to be facing very soon, John, is inflation. And I think companies whose employees are spending an inordinate amount of time on their own personal proclivities, their own personal opinions, discussing those, debating those, instead of talking about how can we make our company more competitive, those companies are not going to be able to survive the what I call the new regular economy, certainly with more inflation. I think that's going to be the winnowing out of all this. What do you think?
Well, I mean, it's certainly possible. You want your employees focused on the customer. There's no doubt about that. So it's possible. To me, inflation is a decline, it's a consequence of a decline in the value of the dollar. It's a choice from the U.S. Treasury. That could certainly have impacts for companies, and historically has. It reduces investment in new ideas. So I guess I would separate them somewhat, but any time you allow the minds of employees to stray, you risk customers suffering.
I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. The book is called When Politicians Panicked. John Tamney is here. John, thanks. Come back soon. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for having me.
We'll see you then. John Tamney, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.